Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 17th. Today's word is smithereens, spelled S-M-I-T-H-E-R-E-E-N-S. Smithereens is a plural noun that means fragments or bits. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Marina Corin. For the Soviet Union, it didn't matter that Luna 2, which became the first spacecraft to reach the moon, had been smashed into smithereens. The point was to get there first to mark territory. Despite its American sound and its common use by the fiery animated cartoon character Yosemite Sam, the word smithereens did not originate in American slang. Although no one is entirely positive about its precise origins, scholars think that smithereens likely developed from the Irish word smidirini, which means little bits. That Irish word is the diminutive of smiodar, meaning fragment. According to print evidence, the plural form smithereens first appears in English in the late 18th century. Use of singular smithereen then follows. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.